Good morning. I will be for you today. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for all that you do, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the people that you have called to lead your flock, Lord Jesus. You've called us, you've equipped us, Lord Jesus, to do your work, Lord God, to show them the way, Lord God, that you want them to go, Lord God. And we thank you that for that, Jesus. And Father, we ask that you be with us during this service, Lord God. Father God, I ask that you speak through me, Jesus, and enlighten your people on what you want them to hear and what you want them to know, and then let them go forth and do it. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I will be coming from Philippians 4:9. And then I'll also be reading Philippians 3:17 through 21. Philippians 4:9 reads, "The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." I'm going to also read Philippians 3:17 through 21. "Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross, whose end is in destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who sets their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, for which also we eagerly wait for a salvation for our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transfer the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by exertion of power that has ever been to subject all things to himself." I titled my sermon, "Follow the Leader." When we were children, we played the game, "Follow the Leader." And that was a person who was it, and everyone else would follow that person. We would mimic everything that they did. If they jumped, we were supposed to jump. If they ran, we were supposed to run. If they spun around, we were supposed to spin around. Whatever that person who was the leader, whatever they did, we were supposed to copy. We were supposed to imitate. God is our leader. Paul says to do the things that you learned, received, and heard and seen in me. These are the things that he got from Jesus Christ, the things that he got from the disciples who followed Jesus Christ. So there's a pattern. Jesus taught disciples, disciples went and taught other people, and then other people went and taught other people. But all of it started with one person. It started with Jesus Christ, who was our leader. And he came here to show us the way because we needed help. We needed a savior to save us. And so Jesus came. He gave us also some things to think about and how to follow him. Paul writes in Galatians 5:22, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus crucify their flesh with its passions and desires." What that means is that We no longer do the things that we want to do. We no longer do the things that our flesh is calling us to do. We do the things of our leader. He's love. He's joy. He's peace. He's patient, kind. He's good. He's faithful, gentle. He is in control. Those are the things that we look to. So my point one is, follow my example. What you have learned, received, and heard and seen in me. Paul is saying to follow his example. I am saying to follow your leader's example as they follow God. Follow his example. You should see that there is love. You should see that there is joy. You should see that there is peace, patience, all of the fruits of the Spirit. You should see that person betraying. And we want you to follow that because that is what God put before us. He wants us to walk in this, in the ways that he has called us. But there are sometimes that we see things that are contrary to that. And in that verse, he says, do the things that you see me do. But then when you look at verse and chapter 3, 17 through 21, he also talks about following his example, but to be aware that there are other people out there that are not doing what God wants. He calls them enemies of the cross, whose destruction is who's going to end in destruction. That their God is their appetite, what they want. Their glory is their shame. It's not about God, it's all about them. And God is calling us to be about his work, about him. And when we look at Apostle Paul's work, when you read through all of the books that he wrote, he constantly talked about doing the will of God, doing the will of God. So he can stand before you and he could say to follow him because he was always doing the will of God. Your leaders are doing the will of God, so you should follow them. If you see them doing the will of God, that should be your sign that it is good to follow them. But he says that there are some people who are not. So if you look at Psalms 1:1, there's an example there. Point two, do not walk in the way of the wicked. Blessed is the person who does not walk in the way of the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. So I looked up the word, what is wicked? What does that mean? And it says it is to oppose righteousness. The basic ideal of wickedness or evil is bad, worthless, corrupt, opposing God. And I want to say that's the biggest part, is opposing God. Opposing Jesus, the Messiah, opposing the gospel of Jesus, the Messiah, opposing what God came to do. That is wicked. I want to make clear that there are some people who are striving to do better and they make mistakes and they do things that are not right. That is different than opposing God's will, opposing Jesus, opposing what God wants. That is a person who is trying to get to the right place because there is no perfect Christian. We all have faults and we all have sin that we are still working and dealing with. God is still working with us and we will never be complete until we stand before Christ. So I want to make it clear that you will make mistakes. I'm not saying that you're a wicked person if you're making mistakes, but what the Bible is saying is that if you're opposing Jesus, if you're completely on the opposite side and you are not trying to live for him, you are not trying to go the direction of him, then I would have to tell you, I'm sorry. But in that case, God is calling you a wicked person. And if you're a wicked person, you are not standing before Christ. You are not doing what he's asked you to do. So we want to be careful when we're following someone, because you don't want to follow that person who's considered wicked, evil, because those people will lead you astray. They will lead you away from the cross. So pay attention to what you're looking at and what you're following. As we played the game Follow the Leader, I remember as a kid, and you have friends and you play games, and then sometimes those games got a little wild and they started to do things that maybe wasn't the safest thing. And we had to make a decision and we had to make a choice. Should I follow that person if they jumped off of something that was too high that might cause me to hurt myself, even though they were the leader, they were the person that I was supposed to be following? If that person that we're following is not making the right choices, should we follow them? The answer is absolutely not. We shouldn't follow them. And God has given us the mind to think through those things, the know-how to think through those things. And so I tell you, when God says to follow the leader, to follow the people that he's put before you, the people that he's called, the people that he's called to be pastors and teachers and evangelists, when he's called those people, he's called them to a higher quality, to a higher standard, and they will be held accountable for what they teach. But you also are held accountable to thinking about what is it that they're teaching. Is it straight from this, from the Bible? Is it contrary to the Bible? Because if anyone's teaching anything that's contrary to the Bible, then you shouldn't be following them. So when you're looking at following someone, make sure that they're showing the fruits of the Spirit. Make sure that they're staying biblically found in the Bible, that they're staying true to the Word of God, because you want to follow that person. Paul said, when you learn, receive, and you hear, and you see in me, everything that we do should represent Christ. I've been reading this book called Building a Discipling Culture, and it talks about how you build a discipling culture. And it's very interesting because it really talks about going back to the way Jesus discipled his disciples and the first churches. They spent life together. They communed together. They ate together on a regular basis. They didn't have times away where they were secretly, and then they could behave the way they wanted to when they weren't around the apostles. Everything that they did, every choice that they made, it had to line up to what Jesus was teaching them. And in our society, there's a lot of things that the world is telling us is okay. But does it line up with the Word of God? Does it line up with what Jesus is saying that we should be doing? Because if it doesn't, then you might be following the wrong path. You may be on the path of the wicked. And it says to not follow the way of the wicked. God wants us to follow the way of him. And so you don't want to follow the way of the wicked. You want to make sure that you're looking at the things that you're doing and looking at the person that you're following and the things that they teach, the things that you hear, and the things that you see from them. Make sure it's good. Make sure it's biblically good, God good. Because there are some things that can be considered good, but not really a God good. It needs to be a God good. We should be following what God has called us to do. The world is changing everything around. What used to be wrong is now right, and what's right is now wrong. But God's word doesn't change. It doesn't change. His standards hasn't changed. And that's what's nice, because in a world that's constantly changing and always changing, it's hard to stay on top of what you're supposed to be doing. But if you just picked the Bible up and followed the Bible, that is where you're going to find your areas of how to do, what to do. It's going to be so much helpful for you. So as I talk about following the leader, I know that I can speak for Shalom Hill Church, the leaders of this church. We follow the Bible. We stand firm on the Bible. We stand firm on what Christ has called us to do. We stand firm when he says to go, you go. when he says to stay, you stay. So the leaders of this church, you are good to follow because we follow Christ. We follow the Bible. We do not seek counsel of the wicked. We do not walk the paths of the sinners. We do not sit at the with the scoffers. We sit at the foot of the cross, asking Jesus to direct our path in everything that we do. And so then when you read in chapter 9, it talks about that if you do these things and you follow the lead of Paul, who's a leader that God has put before us, but if you follow your leaders in general, who's following Christ, the peace of God will be with you. The God of peace will be with you. The God of peace. Let's talk a little bit about peace. So my point three, the peace of God will be with you. Peace. Peace that they're talking about here is the word shalom. Shalom is the word that they're talking about. Shalom is a complete peace. It's more than a worldly peace. This is a peace that you have while you can be going through trouble. This is a peace that you can have while enduring something that is horrible, but you can still sit through it. It won't be easy, but you feel the peace of God with you during it. So when we talk about the peace of God, we are talking about a complete peace, a peace that is helping you through all of your troubles, because unfortunately, this world, you're going to have troubles. This world is going to have troubles. I was looking at some verses that talked about what happens in our life. And in John 16:33, it says, "Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart." He said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. So right there, the world tells us that we may have trouble, but take heart. And then in Matthew 5, it talks about, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kind of evil things against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because even your reward in heaven is great. They persecuted the prophets who were before you. So just know that you will go through trouble on this earth. And that I read was Matthew 5 verses 11 and 12. So when we talk about the peace of Christ, the peace that you are feeling, that peace is complete even through all of those troubles. So know that when you're going through things, that peace, that shalom is with you during that time. But that peace doesn't happen automatically. You have to be connected to Christ, and you have to be wanting to live with him and focus on him, and those things will come. I know that there's times in my life where we've gone through things and it's gotten hard. And sometimes you step into your flesh. And in your flesh, you want to start trying to figure out those problems and figure out those things that are going on. And you forget to lean on your God. You forget to lean on Christ. You forget to go to Jesus, to the cross with those problems. And then as Christians, we're like, whoa, why am I struggling here? And then we go to Christ, we go to Jesus, and then we're able to sit at the foot of the cross and we remember that we have Jesus Christ and he is with us through all of the troubles that we go through. There is not a thing that he's not with us. So just remember, as you're going through things, that Jesus is with you, and he will give you the peace. He will give you the peace to go through it. He will give you the peace to get out of it, but he will give you the peace. Sometimes you've got to go through it. We don't always want to go through the trouble. We want him to magically make it go away and it's just done. That is not always the case. Sometimes we have to go through it. But remember, when you're going through it, take him with you, because it is a lot easier to take Jesus with you through those troubles to make it through. So I want to just go over our points here. Point one, follow the example. Follow my example, Paul says. The things that you have learned, the things that you have seen, the things that you have heard from me, follow me. And remember, your leaders should be showing the fruits of the Spirit. They should be showing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are the things that the leader should be showing.
Amen.
And then as we're showing those things, and you're feeling confident that everything that we're talking about comes directly from this Bible. Because a leader that's worth following is a leader that is taking counsel from this Bible, from Jesus Christ, not opposed to it. And I have to be very clear when I say not opposed to this. You have to take the whole Bible. You can't take bits and pieces of it. Well, I like this verse. That works well for my life. But that verse, maybe not. That's not how that works. You take the whole complete Bible. So if you're following someone, they believe this whole thing is true and inspired by God. And you want to follow those people. But it also says to be careful, because there's other people. There's other people out there, the wicked, that will try to distract you, that will try to bring you their direction. They'll try to get you on their path, not the righteous path, but their path. And that path leads to destruction. It leads to destruction. It leads to things that you may feel rewarded in the earthly realm, but there is no reward from the wicked in the heavenly realms. And that is where you want your reward from. You want your reward from the heavens, not from the earth. And we live in a world where we want to be told we're doing good, and that things are good, and that pats on the back feels good. But oh, let me tell you how much better it would be when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and he tells you, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Those are the words that you want to hear. I like to be told that I'm doing good, but I'd much rather hear it from my Lord Jesus Christ. So remember to be careful. It says, Philippians 17 through 21, "Brothers and sisters, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have seen in us." Remember, as Paul was writing this, he was spending time with the apostles. Those apostles had walked with Jesus Christ. The disciples walked with Jesus Christ. So they learned, they walked with him, they lived with him, they lived life. So they picked up all of this knowledge, all of this good stuff, and then they brought it to the people. And then Paul picked it up and he got it. And so now he's bringing it to the people. And then we've got this thing right here called the Bible. And on your leaders of Shalom Hill, we are gathering all of that good stuff from this Bible and from connecting with God and him talking to us and directing us. And all of that good stuff we want to give to you so that you can walk in the way that God has called you, so that you're not walking down the path of the wicked. You're not walking down the path of destruction. You're not walking in glory of shame. You're not minds full of earthly things, but it's full of Jesus Christ. That is what we want for you. So my big idea for today, it is, last week, follow God. He will give you peace. The peace, the complete peace, the shalom, the peace that encompasses all that you need. The Hebrew word shalom peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness. Completeness. I really like that word completeness because it's showing you that everything is complete. And in Jesus Christ, that's where you get that completion. Nothing else can give you that completion. I know that sometimes we try to look to our friends and family, spouses to give us that completeness, but your completeness is going to come from shalom, that peace that only God can give us. Follow God and he will give you peace. Follow Christ. Walk by the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. Let him guide you. Do not follow the wicked. Do not follow the wicked. Know that there are people out there that are going to distract you. Know that there are things out there that are going to distract you. Not just people, but things, you guys. TV, games, cell phones. There is a lot of stuff out there that can distract us and keep our minds away from where God wants us. Jobs can get us distracted. Relationships can get us distracted. Families can sometimes get us distracted. But we want to stay focused on God. And God will give you the peace that you need. So once again, you guys, stay away from the wickedness, the paths of the wicked, and stay with the righteous, the path of the righteous. Walk with the righteous, and you will have the peace of God. Shalom. I'm going to pray us out. Father God, we thank you so much for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Jesus, that you have given us leaders, Lord God, to direct our paths, to guide us, to help us, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that even though we may make mistakes, you still pick us back up. But as long as Jesus Christ, we choose you as our Lord and our Savior, we are on the right path. When we choose you to follow and to walk after your way, Lord Jesus, we have chosen the right path. Help us to stay on the righteous path, Lord God. Help us to not follow the wicked. Help us to not follow, to be in the with the scoffers, Lord God. Father God, help us to be with you, to follow you. And Father God, I pray for the leaders. Help us to lead your flock, Lord Jesus, the way that you have called us to. Not the way that we think we should, but Lord Jesus, the way that you have called us to go. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.